on Mix 106.5.
Yo. Your clock is fine. We're just late. Sorry. My bad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
If it's a tired Tuesday, you've come to the right place. Just tired level today, 1 to 10?
One being like exhausted?
Sure.
Or 10 being exhausted.
I didn't really think about the chart when I gave it to you, so either way you want to go is fine.
Tired Tuesday, 1 to 10. I guess 10 would be the most exhausted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
Like a 5.
That's not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
It's like normal week.
I'm at a 7, though. I knew this was going to happen. Yesterday, Charlotte, who works behind the scenes, wore me out during the show. She came in. Here, come hop on.
You mean just like talking to you during the show?
No. Okay. Yesterday.
No, yesterday.
Yeah. It's 7:30 in the morning. And she's singing Hamilton
that you played
word for word.
It's not my fault that you
chose
started
to play
Hamilton and kept playing Hamilton.
Yeah, you literally chose to do it.
Hamilton
so.
Knows no time of day.
Yeah, I think what was so annoying about it is that like he would do things to provoke her, and then when she got off like task, and then he'd be like, whoa, wait, but did you do this? Obviously she didn't, because she just rapped the whole first like 5 bars of a Hamilton song. Like,
it was
dude,
wild, man.
And I kept saying, you have to turn this off.
And then he wouldn't
focus.
And then he'd be like, but wait, where's the clip? Obviously she doesn't have it, because she's been singing Hamilton that you literally, you're sabotaging.
Listen, this is adult. You got an adult
no,
job.
No, he was
now.
Sabotaging
adults,
you.
Like, I did not.
It was actually out of pocket.
Are you at that age though where like you only have
that you
so
sabotage
much,
other people
no,
and refuse
so
to
much,
take accountability for it? Yeah,
so
he's
much
41.
Energy for the week. So like yesterday I was like, we're using so much energy this morning. We gotta spread this out throughout the week. That's all we got.
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
According to Baltimore Gas and Electric, an increase is coming to your energy bill in the first half of 2025. The extra fees add up to roughly $26 per month.
Damn.
BGE said, this is what they're saying. That's why it's so important to manage your energy, blah, blah, blah. We're skipping that. there will be 5 separate increases in 6 months, and it is supposed to start this month. I don't have a specific date for you, but just know it will be hitting your bill this month. BGE investments account for 36% of the increase, while the other 64% is out of their control. That is what BGE told 11 News.
Yeah, well, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, they broke it down by percentage, and it's breaking down, which honestly, I think to us, all that matters is it's $26, and it's going to be
a lot of money.
And I don't know if it's like $26 in your first bill, or if it's going to add up to $26 by June.
Over time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This, if it's $26 a month, that's $300 a year that we got to come up with.
No matter what, it's at least happening by June. And of course, you can contact BGE for energy assistant resources. I didn't say specifically on the date or if it's going to be 26 right away or by June, but just be ready.
Number 2.
Since we don't know when our BGE bill is going to be out of control, here is a deal you can actually use this week. Domino's is bringing back their fan favorite 50% off all menu priced pizzas. You can utilize this deal now through this Sunday, January 19th. The deal is available for carryout, delivery orders, as well as orders through Domino's Hotspots delivery service. The 50% off pizza deal is also good on the Domino's app and Domino's.com website.
Number 1.
The CEO of the Recording Academy has announced the 67th Grammy Awards are still on for February 2nd from LA's Crypto.com Arena. The show will now help raise money to support wildfire relief efforts in LA and honor the bravery and dedication of first responders. The decision was made in close coordination with local authorities to ensure public safety and also responsible use of area resources. The Recording Academy has already pledged $1 million to their nonprofit to the Los Angeles fire relief effort.
That's a hard call to make, man.
Yeah.
Right now, I think everyone's trying to struggle with that of like, what are we supposed to do? How much of normal life do we continue with, especially
award season,
in California, everything, right?
Yeah. And where's the money going? What are you paying for all the events that lead up to that?
Right.
This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Which one of your kids' toys do you hate? Like, do you have a strong loathing for one of your kids' toys? And because I think I may have hit a parental nerve this weekend that I didn't even realize existed. Mm-hmm. I was on TikTok, and don't know why, but for some reason it decided to feed me things about babies. Now, I have a niece and nephew, two nephews, they're triplets, and I like being a fun uncle. And if I ever see things that look fun, I like to get it for them. What did I see this weekend that got fed to me on TikTok? It was literally what I'm going to call DJ, a baby's first DJ table. Baby's first DJ table. And yeah. I sent you the video of it. Literally, y'all, this is like a...
Did you get this?
I did.
This is so sick.
It's literally like, think of like a DJ, like...
Crying in the club, no, just vibes.
Like, literally, like...
Wait, this is so cool.
It's like a Fisher-Price DJ set.
It's like, forget your little, like, light-up keyboard. That's old news. You need a turning table at this point.
Like, literally, y'all, it has no BS. It has an air horn thing on it, like...
Baby's first gig in Ibiza.
Yo, it's...
Oh, it's so cute.
It was so cool. And so I looked for it. It was, like, sold out everywhere. I finally found one. And I shipped it. I immediately shipped it right to my
sisters,
my triplet niece and nephews. So I didn't ask my sister about this. I just sent it thinking that she'd be excited about this.
Is there volume control on it? You don't know.
Well, I don't know. But see, this is, as a non-parent, this is what I don't understand. So I later in the day, I'm like, hey, will you be home tomorrow? Because like I'm sending something to him. And she goes, because I posted this video on my Insta story of this DJ set.
She's like,
She saw it. She's like, I just saw it. I'm pissed at you. And I was like, why are you pissed? Like,
yeah.
I thought you'd be excited that I did this. She was like, we just had to get rid of this one music box thing they had because I was so friggin' sick of hearing the same song.
There's probably like three songs. It's like loop and loop. Yeah.
And Jack, my nephew, he literally like, it's his favorite toy. And she's like, we've literally had to force that thing out of this house because he literally, it's the only toy he wanted. And it's over and over and over again. So I didn't realize though that like, y'all with kids, like there are some that are so annoying that like you'll despise. But the DJ set's showing up today. Like she's getting it. Like it or not. Like, I don't know if she'll send it back or not.
I did the same thing for my little cousin over the holiday break, but I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So I got my little cousin this portable karaoke machine. So it's like handheld. It glows. It's so flipping cute.
Yeah.
And you have the microphone and it has a speaker so she can walk around and sing and talk and like do all these things, right? And I knew my uncle was going to despise me for it.
Would hate it.
Yeah, but I did it because I had been waiting my whole life for this moment to get back at him for everything that he has done to me and terrorized me in my childhood.
Oh, that's so
and it was
awful.
And I waited. I was like, I just can't wait. I can't wait till you have a kid and I will be there. And guess who got her favorite Christmas gift? It was me.
That's smart. Especially,
and I love it. I love it.
Especially, yeah, when they're old enough to know what's going on. Like,
but
my,
he was pissed. He was like, how dare you? And I was like, no, I did it.
Now I'm
And I was like,
it.
Now you can wake up your dad and wherever you are, he can hear you.
That's so mean.
It's so fun.
Is that a thing? Like, is there a toy that you have or your kids have that like you just can't stand because it's just so damn annoying? Dave, I thought they would enjoy a DJ table, man. I didn't realize parents were like so despising these loud toys. You know what I mean?
A DJ table is a great gift, Kramer.
It's cool, right? I mean, come on.
It's very cool.
I'm typically really cheap. I spent $30 on this thing. I thought she'd be excited.
I'm a music guy, so I love that gift that you got for them.
What do you think about all this? Do you have kids? Have annoying toys?
100%. My brother once got my kids this big pop up house tent thing.
Yeah, like the poles in the middle. Yeah.
And the, you're able to like kind of like twist it and fold it down and put it into a bag. But when you took it out, the thing popped up huge. And it took the entire space of my living room. This thing was massive. And it was, you're able to like color on the sides. The kids loved it.
I was going to say, it's probably their favorite toy ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
They loved it. They played in that thing day in, day out. And every time they took it out of the bin and popped it open, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta fold this stupid thing again. And it takes like 5 minutes to try to figure out how to fold back down.
That's a good point. Like, I think loud toys and big toys, I didn't think about also is the size of some things could also be a real nuisance. Yeah,
probably also toys that have like more than like 10 pieces requiring you to set up. I'm sure that's also a whole other ball game too.
And then the cleanup, because you know they don't clean up after themselves these days. And like then you're spending your whole night cleaning up these toys.
No, it's true. It's a perspective I don't have without having kids. 410-583-1065. Molly in Nottingham, you have a least favorite toy for sure. Which one gets on your nerves?
So I have two boys who are 7 and 9.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine brought them this toy that was like a dinosaur standing up with its mouth wide open.
Yeah.
And this little pressure powered shooter with balls that you have to aim for its mouth.
Ow. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, naturally, like, that's not how they were playing with it. Immediately, there's just balls being shot all over my house.
Oh my God. Breaking things, and hurting people.
Yeah, terrifying our dogs. And so I was like, this thing is getting donated the second they lose interest.
Oh my God.
She told me what it was before they opened it. And I was like, do you hate me? Why did you bring this to my house?
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm just wondering how long the DJ table will last with the triplets until that's a thing of the past. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top Three with Jess. Number three.
The impact of nationwide bird flu outbreaks is appearing in Baltimore area grocery stores. 11 News noticed empty poultry shelves and egg cases in Hamden, Perry Hall, and Canton over the weekend through Monday morning at some stores. In their place were signs informing customers that the bird flu is to blame. Dr. Jennifer Trout, the state veterinarian with the Maryland Department of Agriculture, says that a broiler flock in Caroline County actually tested positive Friday for bird flu, marking Maryland's first positive test result since 2023. At the federal level, officials are drawing a line between bird flu and consumer prices. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture blamed bird flu for an expected 11.4% price hike in eggs this year.
I just can't. What's next? You know what I mean? Not the bird flu now. Not the bird flu, please.
Number two.
Uber has launched a program offering one free month of free rides to teens who recently failed their driver's test. The initiative aims to ease transportation challenges for families, providing eligible teens with 6 rides per month up to $20 each. The program is available through Uber teen accounts for users ages 13 to 17 with parental consent, giving parents the ability to track their kids' ride from start to finish.
Why? What's the purpose of it? Is it just so you have a ride and your parents don't have to worry about taking you places? Because to me, that almost seems like, hey, here's a bonus for not passing your driver's test.
Not so much a bonus. I feel like at that point, parents are not only hopeful, but possibly relying for their kid to pass that test.
Sure.
Who knows if they have like siblings or if they've like planned around that time to not kind of include drop off in that schedule.
Makes sense.
So I think here's Uber just trying to help families out, to be honest.
Number one.
Ben Affleck's Brentwood home was visited by the FBI and local police as part of an investigation into unauthorized drone activity during the Los Angeles fires. The FBI stated that their task force is active in the area with agents seen at many people's residences. Now, Ben didn't have anything to do with this. It's just his home happened to be in the area. And agents were apparently looking for potential CCTV footage of a private drone that actually damaged a firefighting aircraft that was releasing water on the affected area. Affleck's home is under evacuation order due to the fires, but has not been damaged so far. In relief effort news, Netflix is stepping up with a $10 million donation to help those impacted by the Southern California wildfires.
Wait, so it was just somebody on his property doing it?
It was just somebody's drone trying to get footage or doing whatever they were doing,
yeah.
And they ended up crashing into this device that the firefighters were using to share water or like release water on the areas, and then that prolonged them days to get that even fixed.
Y'all,
can you believe that?
It's very LA though, right?
I know.
I gotta get like the perfect shot of this, but
yeah,
man, ugh, okay.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, here we go. This is a fun game to play even if you're not on the phone. Like, play in your car and see how many of these you can answer. One day you're gonna call, you're gonna be calling number 10, and you're gonna actually play for $1,000 in free gas from Dash. And today though, it's calling number 10. And who is this?
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, your phone broke up. Terrible time to break up. It's who?
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Kate, I'm a little worried about your cell phone reception. We cannot have this go wrong. You're calling number 10. We're going to play for $1,000 in free gas. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Okay. Kate, you sound very, what's the word, relaxed right now. You sound like you just...
I'm not. I'm like slightly panicked. I'm like pulling over.
Okay. Well, oh, don't be panicked. You're totally fine.
You're playing this off very well. Doesn't Kate just seem very just like, hey, I'm here to win some money. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Not yeah, you got this. This is like super casual.
All right, Kate, here's the deal.
I'm pulled over.
Okay, perfect. Cool. You get safe. Jess is going to explain the rules, and then we're going to play. Jess, how do we do this?
So, if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or if you take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can actually just pass on the ones you don't know. Just say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Kate, you ready?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts...
Question number one, how many Great Lakes are there?
Oh.
Okay, your phone's breaking up. It's what?
5?
Correct. Question number two, spell Chipotle.
C-H-I-P-O-T-L-E.
Correct. Question number three, what time is 5 hours after 7:45 p.m.?
12:45 a.m.
Correct. Question number three. What singer's album include Future Sex Love Sounds and Justified?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. Question number seven. Titleist makes equipment for which sport?
Golf.
Correct. Question number six. Who played the character Joey Tribbiani on Friends?
Matt LeBlanc.
Correct. Question number seven. What three letters are the abbreviation for pounds?
LBF.
That's correct.
Woo! Okay, congratulations. You just won $1,000 yes. in free Dash and gas.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Kate, pretty awesome. Chill Kate. Here goes Cool. Yay. Cool Kate. I'm going to call you Cool Kate because she always just keeps her cool. That's pretty awesome, guys.
No, I don't. Wait. Yeah. Can I get back on speaker so my kids...
Okay, yeah. Put us on speaker. Hi, who's in the car? Who's in the car? Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom just won. Are you guys so excited?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Wait, who's in the car? Let's do introductions. Who's here?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's that?
What's your name?
It's who?
Grace.
Oh, hi, Grace. Hi, good morning.
My name is
Oh, man, your phones are breaking up, guys. We can barely hear you guys. Okay, here's the thing. I don't want to lose you guys, so that's most important. It is so good. We finally got a winner for the new year. Guys, congratulations. Yay!
Yeah.
Got choked up. I got so excited. If Kate can do it, you can do it. Tomorrow, we'll come back. We'll do 7 more questions every morning for $1,000 in free gas, and here's proof that you can do it. Dashin's been such a great sponsor. I would love to go back and add up one day how much we've given away thanks to Dashin.
That would be really cool. 20, I mean, they've been here since the beginning of the show, a long time.
$30,000. I mean, like so much free gas, and these guys are great partners. Please, if you see a Dashin station, that's where you need to stop. Screw all these other guys. Dashin's the spot, right?
Head on over and try their new delicious burgers, grill-pressed craft burgers, cooked to order, and served on a brioche bun. Stop by your local Dashin today. Does anyone else have their holiday decorations still up, or is that just me?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Oh, boy, what's up? Welcome to Tuesday. And if that cheesy jingle didn't remind you, it's time for Nieces Know Best. If you've never met Jess and Nieces before, let's do a quick introduction to these ladies. Jessica?
I'm very close to my family. They're all in California, and I talk to my nieces, 12-year-old Abby and 10-year-old Maya, once a week about different things that are going on in my life. And the reason why I think it's really awesome just to talk to kids, just because I really feel like they're the most honest people on the planet. And I still have my holiday decorations up, and I just wanted to see how they feel about that.
I still have my Christmas decorations up, and at this point, we're basically halfway through the month. Should I just keep them up the rest of January? Like, I feel like that feels like the festive thing to do.
No! This would actually be a perfect time to take them down.
I'm not surprised that your Christmas tree is still up. I'm not surprised.
Okay. You think it's time?
It's time!
Okay, flex or die.
I know, for real. I hear you. I get what you're saying. And I will seriously consider taking down my Christmas decorations this weekend.
Hooray.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
It just, if not now, when? I just, for y'all that are waiting, I'm just like, what? I just, we talked about this yesterday on the show too. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, what's the big moment? The holidays have been over. And don't even be hitting me with like, oh, it's the Christmas last 13 days, whatever. It's over. It's done.
I think just because it still looks like the holidays outside and there's a lot of homes that still have their lights on, that like the energy and vibe is still there. And also, like, what else do we have going on? Nothing. So, I mean, might as well leave them up.
It seems like they're holding on to something that's like past, you know? I'm wondering, though, we should almost do a competition to figure out who the last person in Maryland to take down the decorations. If you were like, maybe we can go back to last year as an example. Like, are you somebody that takes down your holiday decorations super late? And like, how late do you actually go? Do you think, I mean, I could believe people taking them down in February.
Mm-hmm.
But like.
Like pushing March?
March?
Yeah.
Like, March? Does anybody take their decorations down in March?
I will say, like, living on the East Coast versus being in California where I'm from, because it actually feels like winter here. It feels right to me that they're up, if that makes sense.
So you think you'll take them down this weekend or no? I guess the question is, what are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything. Like, that's the thing. There isn't, like, something I'm specifically holding on to or a reason. Like, it's almost like a feeling. Like, when I wake up and I see my Christmas tree, it doesn't feel wrong.
Until the vibe is right.
Now. The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
As fires continue to burn, the death toll remained at 24 as of last night in Los Angeles, but officials expect that number to rise in the coming days. The Palisades fire covered over 23,000 acres and was 14% contained yesterday, while the Eaton fire has burned over 14,000 acres and was 33% contained yesterday. So there is good progress there. The two fires have destroyed around 12,000 structures so far. 9 people have been charged with looting in connection with the Palisades and Eaton fires. A man has been charged with arson associated with the fire that happened in the city of Azusa on Friday. In relief effort news, Beyonce is donating $2.5 million to the LA Fire Relief Fund created by her own foundation, Bay Good. The money will aid families that lost their homes and the churches and community centers that are helping them.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of my friends that lives in the area. She was saying that tonight, it's Tuesday, right? Tonight is the night they need to worry the most because some really, really crazy heavy winds are coming through tonight. So whatever you do, I don't know if it's praying, good thoughts, good vibes, whatever. I mean, it's kind of all we can do for these guys. It's been a hell of a week for them. So obviously, we all probably know at least one person that lives in California and Los Angeles. So you know somebody in the area that's affected. So we're sending a bunch of love for sure.
Number 2.
Lake Superior State University's annual Banished Words List is out, highlighting words and terms that they believe are overused, misused, or just simply unnecessary. And this list has actually been happening every year since 1976 with nominations from all around the world. So LSSU's 2025 Banished Word List includes cringe, game changer, era, skibbity, and sorry, not sorry. Now, those are just to name a few. The list in total has actually 10 words that were included.
Sorry, not sorry. No one should be using that. Is anybody still using that? Sorry, not sorry.
I feel
that was so like 2013. I haven't heard that used in a long time.
As far as like actually in conversation, no. I'll still see a few hashtags sorry, not sorry
pop
true.
Up You're
here
right.
and there.
You're right.
But as far as like verbally, no, I haven't heard that in a while.
I never knew what skibbity was. I've heard it before, but what the hell does that even mean? Is that good or bad? Charlotte, do you know? Charlotte's probably the youngest person on the show. Do you know?
I've heard it in the context of skibbity toilet.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's right? a skibbity toilet?
Maya still says it. My niece is 10. And Maya said it literally when we were doing Nieces Know Best.
It's not good.
Can a kid call us and let us know what skibbity
means, because we're not quite sure. We're sounding like a bunch of dinosaurs over here. 410-583-1065. If you can explain skibbity and skibbity toilet, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, skibbity and skibbity toilet, apparently.
Number two.
After losing everything in the California wildfires, reality star Spencer Pratt made an appeal on social media, not for charity, but for people looking to help him and his wife, Hills cast member Heidi Montag, by purchasing her 2010 album, Superficial, online. When it was released, the album was a flop, but with the stars of the Hills appealing to their fans and followers, it caught on, and Superficial has now rocketed to number one on the iTunes album chart in just days. I mean, beating out Bad Bunny and the Wicked soundtrack. The title track, Superficial, also hit number one on the iTunes singles chart, while Montag's tune, her song I'll Do It, also came in number seven. Montag shared on social media, "Thank you for the overwhelming love and support of my music and rallying behind us in this devastating time."
That's wild.
Yeah.
First off, I didn't realize that Spencer Pratt still had gas like that. That he could go on social media and just be like, hey, can you, I mean, to make Heidi's album from a decade and a half ago.
I mean, but number, they,
he used to be everything. Spencer Pratt, yeah. I'm sure you remember this. Spencer
Pratt was
I mean, he was everything.
And Heidi, the Hills cast.
Right? Yeah, like, whatever that year was when they were super popular, I have not thought about them in a decade, probably.
They're definitely online, definitely on social media. But I think connecting, first of all, like, they've had a fan base since day one, still to this day.
Yeah.
But I think they've been very vocal about, and they truly have just lost everything. Yeah. They lost their house. And I think for them just to be like, listen, if you want to help us out, this is what it is. So shout out to their fans. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Skibbity and skibbity toilet. Have you heard these words before? Like, what does that mean? We're very confused. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Explain how we got here, because you're just tuning in. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, so Lake Superior State University released their annual Banished Words of 2025. And on that list included the term skibbity.
Yeah.
So we were asking, so what exactly does that mean?
We just never learned it. I mean, it like came and went so fast. I'd heard it in the background, but I'm like, what is skibbity and skib? And Charlotte's like, oh, they're, and they're skibbity toilet. I'm like, what? Hey, Mix, good morning.
Oh, it's growing. We're here to tell you about what skibbity toilet means.
Okay, perfect. Hang on. Tell me, first of all, how old are you?
I'm about to be 15.
Okay, perfect. You're great. You're the perfect person to call. Thank you, Rowan. First off, is there a difference between skibbity and skibbity toilet, or is that the same thing?
Skibbity is just like a watered-down version of skibbity toilet. It means the same thing.
Okay, but what does it mean, though?
It's just like this random like thing on YouTube, which is like brain rot. It literally means nothing. It's just this random person made it just to like give it to kids and stuff.
So do you say it in response to like anything that is like good or bad? Is it really just like a word filler for anything at this point?
I've never heard it like actually said. It's weird.
So it's like a YouTube thing that's like means basically just going on YouTube and just brain rotting on YouTube?
Exactly.
But wait, okay, can you give me an example of when you would say it?
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
I would never say it because I'm not 7 years old.
Okay, yes, exactly. Yeah, I feel like it's an age range. Maya says it, and she's 10.
Okay, so you're at 14. You're like, I'm way too
almost
sophisticated.
15.
I'm way too sophisticated to be able to use skibbity toilet in a sentence.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, got it. This is very helpful. I'm really glad you called, Rowan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like we don't have. Does anyone have a clear explanation? You were saying Maya uses it. How
she
would
uses
Maya
it, but
use
she
it?
She also sings it from a song because like she, it's
There's
from YouTube, and I honestly think it's like a skit. I think it's like a bit on YouTube that was a song, and like that's where they're getting it from.
This is very confusing. Wait, really quick. I'm curious how many of these five items are actually in your car right now. They just came out with a list of top five things that should be in your car in the winter months in case your car breaks down during the cold. And I don't know if your car is the same way. Jess and I are going through like car drama right now.
There's multiple people in the building that are having car issues, which is like really weird. And it's all happened within the last like 2 weeks.
It's like the snow hit last week and everyone's car is like, not doing this. So if you're having car issues right now, listen, you're not the same. They literally called me yesterday. Something's wrong with my oil, gasket, something, $1,200.
Yeah.
I'm like, $1,200, man, that sucks. So I thought we'd run through this list because I'm going to be honest, I don't think I'm prepared at all. If my car were to break down in these cold months, I think I would be screwed.
I know, I'm nervous too.
Number five is a flashlight. You got a flashlight in your car?
Nope.
So if we're out there with no battery power?
There's a flashlight on my taser. I'm good.
Jessica, you know what?
Like flashlight. You know what? Give me a ding.
Charlotte, keep score here, if you would, of who's a better adult in these winter months. Jess gets a point for flashlight. I don't have a flashlight in my car. Number four is a phone charger, not one that will hook up to your car, but one that you can literally plug into a wall.
Yes.
Really?
In my bag.
I don't have that either, man.
Wait, but that's supposed to be helpful? Like a plug-in phone charger?
Let's just imagine that you get stranded somewhere and your phone, you need to run to the gas station, plug it in really quick or whatever. Makes sense. We're talking about the top five things that should be in your car right now in the winter months in case your car breaks down. Jess and I are having car problems right now. You may be too. An ice scraper. Do you have an ice scraper in your car?
Yes, I do.
Damn it, Jessica. I do not.
You don't?
I don't. I'm going to tell you what. This is going to sound so...
We've lived here for four
I know.
Years.
I have no excuse. This is going to sound so lazy. There's a guy here that works at the radio station named Steve. And Steve is that person in your office that is the most helpful, amazing person ever. Steve is here every...
You expect Steve to do it for you?
Steve always wipes the snow off my car when I'm here. Mm. And he wasn't here last Monday when it was snowing so bad. And I was like, what do I do? What am I supposed to do?
And you still haven't gotten one.
Got to get one. Okay. Number two is flares. Do you have flares or the reflective triangles? You know those little like triangles you can see that like the light reflects off of them?
No.
I've seen them before.
I don't know what that is.
I don't got them. Nope. Does anybody have those in your car?
Wait, what do you need that for?
Like, so in case your car breaks down, you can like put them up the road a little bit to give people warning that you're broken down.
My taser is bedazzled, and if you shine light on it, it reflects. Does that a half point?
Somebody save that clip.
Is that a half a point or no?
No. Not my taser.
Is bedazzled, and it's a flashlight.
And not you thinking that's actually going to keep you warm or safe somehow in this situation. All right, the number one,
it's going to keep me safe, I'll tell you that much.
Number one thing you should have in your car, like a winter essential right now, jumper cables. Do you have some with you?
No.
I don't either. And I've got no, I literally, five out of five, I've got none of these things. What was Jess at? Was she at two or three? Was
three.
She Jess at three.
I'm doing all right.
Pretty good. As an adult, that's...
Doing all right.
It's pretty good. I think we should all probably go stock up on some of those.
Hello, I'm Charlotte from Columbia, and I'm wondering if I'm a bad mom because I got my daughter diet pills to help her lose weight. Oh,
God. Wow. All right. We haven't done one of these in a second. This is the first one of the new year. This is mixed, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. They haven't been here for one of these segments before. What's about to happen?
Parents call in and tell us when someone has called them a bad parent, a bad mom, or a bad dad. And so we just kind of want to take a look, I guess, a different perspective, a different look at the situation to really see what's going on. And if they should have, I mean, I don't think anyone has a right to say that. So I think that's why we're all here, just to kind of get a better idea of your experience.
Why? But why are you buying your daughter diet? But how
Wait,
old is
yeah.
she?
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 15.
15?
Oh, Lord. Well, why are you buying her diet pills? I think we need to know the whole story. Why are you buying her diet pills?
My daughter has had issues with her weight pretty much her whole life. She's never been as skinny as her friends, and it's been an issue for her. It's weighed on her mental health a lot, and when she hit puberty, it's gotten to where she has very little control of her weight, and I needed to do something for her.
So you...
Wait,
so,
is this something that you said that you wanted her on, or is this something that she asked you for?
Oh, no, I didn't bring it up to her like that. She came up to me like we were discussing what we were doing for the new year. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that like her goal this year is to lose weight. And she wanted me to help her because she's not getting the results she wants with exercise and diet.
Okay.
It would help her. She could lose the weight. She could be more popular.
Yeah.
My husband found the pill bottle and he's pissed. He's so mad. He told me straight up, he's like, you're a bad mom. What kind of mother are you teaching your daughter that she's got a problem with her body and that she needs a pill to fix it?
Yeah.
But like, I don't think he really understands the pressure women are under. I mean, I really don't. That's why I'm on Ozempic. It's changed my life. I'm so much happier. I think she should have the same chance.
Let's recap here. So you've got a 15-year-old. She struggled, in your words, she struggled with her weight now her whole life. Eats right, diets, exercise, whatever, does the things, you know, but just still wants assistance. And so asked you to buy her diet pills. You did. And now your husband found that. So you didn't ask. You guys didn't talk about it. He finds the pill bottle and now thinks that you're a bad mom because of it. That's correct?
Yeah, we didn't discuss it before I did this. I mean, I didn't think it was necessary.
So, I mean, was that the wrong move then for Charlotte to make? I guess that's what we need. We need you to hop in today. 410-583-1065.
I think that for you to be an adult, to make your own decision to be on Ozempic is, I think you have the ability to make that decision for yourself. But I think when her body isn't fully developed and it's going through all these different changes, I think to put something like that in her system is a mistake. And well, I think it's, I just don't think now is the time.
Listen, I'm not a parent, but I can tell you, I was an overweight kid and I think I was on diet pills at one point in high school. If I remember correctly, I think I was. Would I have appreciated my parents helping me out because of that?
Wait, what you mean, like kind of trying to push you in a different direction than the pills?
No, it helped me get them. Like, I'm just trying.
Because you got them without them knowing?
This is blurry now. I'm trying to remember. I think what I got was like over-the-counter stuff anyway, but like, man, I don't really, it's all kind of vague now. From her perspective, I'm sure she's very thankful that you're helping her. I'm sure that probably seems like you're doing the right thing in your daughter's eyes. But as a parent, and this is where I think we need your help this morning, like, if your kid's struggling with their weight, is that the right thing to do to help step in?
Like, is that the solution? Is that the healthy solution?
Lisa from Odenton, good morning. Do you think this is the wrong move?
I don't. She's not a bad mom. Mm-hmm. I think she's just kind of at her wit's end at this point. I'm kind of in a similar situation with my daughter, who's 15, who has a twin brother who's athletic. He's popular, and she is a bit on the overweight side. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It's hard because you try to reinforce positivity, like diet and exercise, but it goes back to something. So a pill, whether she takes a pill today and stays on it and loses that weight, there's always going to be the source of an issue.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help. It's not going to solve the problem. You got to kind of go back and see where it stems from and try to just positively reinforce where you can. Those are just temporary fixes.
Well, I think hearing it from someone that's in the same, similar situation, this is important.
Yeah, so, you empathize with where she's coming from.
You get
from.
At least where she's at.
Absolutely. Like, I want to cry with her. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. It's super hard.
Sure. 410-583-1065. Let's talk to Kim in Street. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. She's bought diet pills for her daughter, and now her husband's like, that's a terrible thing to do as a mother. Is it, though?
Well, first I'll say she's not a horrible mom, speaking mom to mom. But what I want to make a couple points real quick. Mm-hmm. I have a son who's 15 who struggles with his weight, has his entire life. The first thing I would encourage her to do is get some professional help for the child first.
Yeah.
And exhaust that as an option. There's a lot of resources out there. Even if insurance won't cover, there are resources out there. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing she needs to take in consideration, dad's upset, and I think dad has every right to be upset, because what if that child was in dad's care? Dad had no knowledge she was taking the diet pills, and there was some type of allergic reaction.
That's a good point.
And dad couldn't communicate that to the medical professionals.
No. Exactly.
That's very concerning.
That's super valid. If they're not leaving, let dad like
everyone
a heads
needs
up
to know. Yeah.
That. Thank
exactly.
you for calling us. 410-583-1065.
This is Kara on 2 in Hanover.
Kara, we're kind of split here. I mean, is it the wrong thing to do to give your kids diet pills, you think?
I'm also trying not to cry over this because I can relate so much. Yeah. I don't have a daughter, I have a son, but I was overweight most of my life, especially my teenage years, and I watched my mom be overweight most of my life until she got a gastric bypass surgery and when I graduated high school. And what I'll say is that I watched that, and I said to myself, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be like that. I don't want a quick fix. Now, I did see her try a lot of different things, but like the two callers ago said, you've got to find the root cause. There's always a root cause. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you want her to be healthy. I am 41 years old, and I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been in my whole life, in the best shape I've ever been in my whole life, because weight loss and being healthy is a lifelong journey. Right. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint.
Sure.
There is no quick fix. And even if she finds results from this, first of all, she's so young. What kind of damage are you doing long term on her metabolism?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 2025, guys, and I'm not going to say she's a bad mom. She's misinformed. Mm-hmm. There's too much information out here in this world that can help. Not everything has to be a pill and a quick fix, even Ozempic. Not knocking the people that have had success with this, but what happens when you go off of it, and what are the side effects? What is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
So my focus and my preach is gut health, long-term exercise, intermittent fasting. There's something about hormones that I heard her say as soon as she, you know, hit her cycle, that things started going crazy.
Right.
Hormones wreak havoc. You've got to get your hormones regulated in order to find balance. So,
right.
I'm sorry for being so upset and passionate, but I see myself as that girl, and I don't, who can't, popularity doesn't matter when you get out of high school, you guys. Just focus on being the best version of yourself and the healthiest version of yourself. Don't let that girl take pills. Please.
Do not apologize for anything, Kara. I'm so thankful that you called today. I'm also so thankful that you shared such a vulnerable place of how you feel now and going through that in your life. It's not an easy thing to go through. It's not an easy thing to think about, especially recalling everything that you've seen with your mom and needing to break that cycle within your mental as well. And so I just want to say to you, I'm so proud of you for creating the life that you have now and that you deserve, because that's a really, really difficult thing to do. And we're just so thankful that you called this morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think she brings up a great point that, like, we can all go back to the, if you're an overweight kid, man, like it's hard, but Kara brings up a good point. Like, it's not like that forever. You know what I mean? Like, I was the overweight kid, man, life gets better. Here's the thing, though, Charlotte, is that, I mean, we can keep going through phones, but most parents are saying this is not the right thing to do, you know? Like, I mean,
let's be real. Everybody here and everybody listening is probably on one of these things, either Ozempic or diet pills, or know someone who is. And I don't think it makes me the bad guy to be upfront and honest about this and help my daughter. I'm trying to help her, you know, have the body she wants, have the life she wants, so that she can be, you know, happy and popular and healthy. I want her to be healthy. I don't want her to, you know, get older and have health problems from being overweight.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.